So, at this time of the day, we would again like to bring this quality of kindness, of friendliness, to the center of the practice, if you wish so. Metta, this loving kindness, which is related to the word friend. So, this quality of being a good friend with ourselves, with other beings. And in one of the interviews, we spoke about this quality being unconditional. And that's maybe something we are not used to, because we have learned about a kind of love that is conditional, that depends on condition. Like when we feel, I'm only deserving love if I'm a good girl or a good boy, or if I do my homework, or if I agree with the opinions of someone else or so, or we ask someone else to please, if you love me, then you will do this and this. So this is all kind of conditional love, and it's actually not true love, because it still measures the other being. It evaluates the other being. And actually, loving kindness is one of the immeasurables. So it's a quality that goes beyond all measurements. It goes beyond all the limits that we usually put. We try to limit and to somehow hold and fix experience. But basically, this quality of loving kindness cannot be put into some limits. It goes beyond. It's immeasurable. It's unconditional. And it's a quality of love that simply loves to love another being or itself. It's just this kind of love that loves a being just because it's there. So we don't have to say, okay, I'm going to love myself if I fulfill all my expectations, if I'm, complying with all the rules, and so otherwise I'm not worthy of love. We can simply find a way of loving ourselves simply because we are here. Simply because we are. That's enough. This knowing we are just a creature like all the other creatures on this planet. And we don't need to work in order to deserve this kind of love or kindness. It's enough just to be. We are already. And don't you experience that with other beings? Sometimes this sense of simply appreciating the presence of a being, not because it's instrumental to our desires, not because it's somehow fulfilling our desires or whatever, simply because it's who it is. We just enjoy the presence of another being because he or she is just who he or she is. That's this kind of unconditional love. So, in the same vein, I would like to read to you a poem that has to do with this kind of simply caring about other beings. Birdfoot's Grandpa. It's a poem by Joseph Brookhock. I don't know how to pronounce the name. The old man must have stopped our car 2 dozen times to climb out and gather into his hands the small toads blinded by our light and leaping, live drops of rain. The rain was falling, a mist about his white hair, and I kept saying, you can't save them all. Accept it. Get back in. We've got places to go. But leathery hands, full of wet brown life, knee-deep in the summer roadside grass. He just smiled and said, they have places to go, too. Just this care for each other. Care for ourselves. Care for other beings. So, maybe you want to practice this kind of friendliness towards yourself. Or at some point also including other beings. Maybe using the phrases. Sometimes it can be helpful to use phrases just to stay in touch with this intention of friendliness. It's mostly about this intention. May I learn how to hold myself with kindness, with care. So having a sense of yourself sitting here, welcoming you, yourself, with this inner attitude of, nice to see you here, I'm happy to see you here. Just this welcoming of yourself, of your own being. If you wish, also placing your hands on your heart region for a moment, just as a way of contacting yourself, saying hello to yourself and supporting this kindness. Maybe also using the support of a visual image. Sometimes it's helpful to visualize ourselves. Perhaps seeing yourself in a situation where you were happy, where you were well. And then perhaps using the phrases. May I be safe? May I be peaceful. May I be happy. This act of generosity towards yourself. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be happy. Really connecting with this intention of kindness. And also feeling the effect of being the recipient of this kindness. This field of metta. embracing yourself with kindness. Perhaps smiling to yourself. May I be safe. Safe from harm, from danger, from all kinds of threats, from fear. May I be peaceful. Find true inner peace. And may I be happy. And using the phrases, if you notice the mind wandering off, if there is distraction, then choosing to reconnect with the intention, with this sense of kindness and care, with the phrases. And if you wish, you can also open up. But it's also absolutely fine if you feel that it would be good to do more of this practice for yourself. Please do so. It can be a good thing to practice loving kindness over months or even years just for ourselves, because so many people have so much self-judgment and self-criticism. And it's really a healing practice. But maybe you also feel like you would like to include one being or a few beings where you easily feel this connection, this quality of care and friendship. For some people it's a friend or a teacher or a pet. It's not so important whom you actually choose. It's more important that there is just this connection right now. So let this being or those beings arise in your mind. Invite them to come here to be present with you right now. See if you can hold them, perhaps using an image, perhaps visualizing them sitting next to you or opposite of you, perhaps also having a memory of being in some situation at home or wherever. Maybe looking at each other so that your gaze meets and there is this sense of friendship. And then in the same way, bringing this kindness to these beings, wishing them well. Maybe saying their name. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be happy. Each phrase is planting a seed. holding them in your heart space and offering those beings your phrases as an expression of kindness. May you be peaceful, safe. May you be peaceful. And may you be happy. And if you wish, you can also for a moment include everybody who is here with us, all the people sharing this retreat space with us, all the yogis, the staff members, the owner of the house and his wife, the people living here. The animals. All the animals living here, inhabiting this house and the land, the cat, the fishes, the birds. May they all be safe. And peaceful and happy. And just letting this friendliness then spread out, ripple out into the directions, all the different directions, so we can first orient ourselves towards the east, which is the direction in front of you, and send loving kindness to all beings in the east. So this would be probably Helsinki, and then just expanding this loving kindness, all the people and animals that are in the east from you. So even maybe just a person sitting in front of you, and then people you know living in this region in the east, and then going further, Russia, sending metta to all human beings, known and unknown, to all the animals. May they all be safe. May they be well. And then opening the field towards the south, which is to your right. So sending metta to all the beings further down in Europe, Germany, Switzerland, Italy, and then all the way down to Africa, the Mediterranean Sea. May all beings in the south be happy, and may they live with ease. Just letting the friendliness flow. Maybe all the way down to the Antarctic region. And then opening to the west, may all beings living in the west be safe, protected. May they feel love. So the person behind you, people in Sweden and Norway, in the all the beings in the Atlantic Ocean, America, and opening to the north. All those human beings and animals living north of here, all the way up to the North Pole, the ice bears, the elks. May they be happy and peaceful. And we can open also to what is above us, sending metta to the birds and the insects inhabiting the sky, the air, or people sitting in airplanes. So may all beings above us be happy, healthy, and at peace. And also the beings below us, all those unknown creatures living in the earth, maybe some worms or bacteria, and then the beings on the other side of this planet, in Australia, New Zealand, may all beings below us be safe and happy. And then dropping the phrases, dropping the images, and simply resting in this field of warmth, of kindness, letting yourself be nourished by it. Taking it in deeply.